I can't wait to get down there. I can't wait to meet the guys and really just start to get to work and get this whole thing started, because the draft process is a long time from the end of the season to today. And it's just going to be nice to get into a routine and go down there and start preparing for next year.
Yes, that's Mr. Ryan, the number 3 pick in the NFL draft, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. The 2-day spectacle at Radio City Music Hall in New York City was a cross between watching a cattle auction and watching paint dry. But hey, the draft is the first hint of changes for teams this fall. Gary Belsky is the editor-in-chief of ESPN Magazine. Gary, thanks for joining us. This isn't just talent scouting anymore. It's become blunt economics.
I would have described it as watching cattle being painted, actually.
Yes.
By the way, I would watch that. Which at some points is actually kind of interesting.
I would watch that, yes.
Okay.
Well, what do you make of the first three? What does that mean? Certainly, the Michael Vick era is over if the Falcons are
Well, the big issue in the NFL draft these days is that NFL teams have finally, some teams have already realized this, but NFL teams have finally realized that the draft is structured such that it's broken. In that they have to commit so much money, especially to the early picks, that for fans, the greatest thing, which is, oh my God, my team has a lottery pick. Essentially, they might be able to find the one player who will send my team to the Super Bowl. It's not really the reality for teams. Instead, they are finding that when you guarantee a lot of money to these early picks, there's only a decent chance that they're actually going to pan out in any way that's going to be materially good for your team.
What's so fascinating, though, is when you take a look at some of the 6th, 7th, 8th round picks, some of the superstars are in there. Tom Brady was picked in the 6th round. He didn't get the big money in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, for people who are deep inside the NFL draft, and it's a strange phenomenon, by the way, seeing all of these middle-aged men lusting after young boys. In almost any other context, it would be strange.
Family show. Family show.
In this context, family it's show. Not strange at all. But the what's interesting about the NFL draft is there is a great deal of time spent on evaluating talent, and what we find is that in the long run, most of that time, it's about a 50-50 chance that your assessment of a given player will actually pan out. So, yeah, there are legendary stories about players drafted in later rounds who end up being the best players in that draft. You know, there used to be, by the way, there's only 7 rounds in the NFL draft. 35 or 40 years ago, there were something like 20 rounds. Johnny Unitas was famously picked in a double-digit round, right?
Wow.
He's arguably one of the 5 best quarterbacks in NFL history.
That is interesting. What's the Roethlisberger-Eli Manning sort of draft? I mean, that's sort of the classic case of somebody picked very close to the top, but Roethlisberger performed really well. Manning finally got to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
deep in the draft, better?
Yeah, it's so funny. Manning was a number one pick, and Roethlisberger was also a first-round pick. Both of them actually panned out, right? If you asked almost any NFL general manager or coach, you're going to pick a quarterback in the first round, and within 4 years, he or she is going to win a Super Bowl for you, I think that would be considered a success. Generally, what you want to do if you're an NFL team and are trying to pay attention to your dollars and cents is be able to sort of get a lot of picks in the second, third, and fourth rounds. That's where you can sort of find your value. Increasingly, by the way, what's happening with the NFL draft is it's becoming much more like the stock market in that there are kind of Warren Buffett types of folks who are looking to sort of find efficiencies.
Yes, well, we do sports. Gary Belsky, thanks for joining us, the editor-in-chief of ESPN, the magazine.